Joining us now, he's the CEO and president of Underwear for Men. John Paladin, welcome back into the golf shop.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, we met you a couple years ago when you came out with really what was your first or second generation. We had you on the show. We love your product. But, you know, when we start talking about underpants on the radio, well, first, description is difficult. And then the FCC doesn't like anything I have to say when I describe it. So we're going to have to be very, very careful. But when you think about the evolution of underpants, I mean, you got underwear going back to the loincloth, probably into some kind of boxer short, into whitey, tighty whiteys, and then into a boxer short, and then into a microfiber fabric. I mean, where do you guys sit, and why was your product so necessary as the next evolution in underwear for men?
Well, when you start talking about underwear, specifically in the sports arena, there was a specific need for a couple reasons. Number one, men were having chafing problems, and those of us that have ever had that problem can probably identify that it's not real comfortable when things start rubbing against things down there and get kind of sore and uncomfortable. The other thing is that traditional men's underwear, even though it's come a long way over these years, really doesn't provide any support. The traditional men's boxer brief just smashes your goodies against your body, and that kind of, you know, creates a lot of sweating and sticking and chafing, and so we really decided that there had to be something better, and we invented underwear for men.
Yeah, and it's interesting, and we are dancing very close to our FCC violations here, and that's okay. When I first came upon the product, I was like, all right, so there's, to describe it, there's a drawstring, so you've basically got, you know, nice, almost compression underwear here, and then in the front there's a drawstring, and that string travels down below your cash and prizes and then back up, and so where I guess the Playtex 18 hour bra from the 70s and 80s would lift and separate, your product lifts and collects like a pouch. Is that correct?
Keeps everything where you want them to be. It basically forms the adjustable pouch. And the real key there is lift, and that's one of the things we do better than anybody else, is we provide that lift as well as separating things down there.
Yeah, and we can get into all the benefits with hygiene and performance and things like that, but talk to me a little bit about, you're now into your fourth generation. There's a fresh update to what you guys engineered, and how is the fourth generation different than what we've seen before?
Well, what we did with the fourth generation is we adjusted the path of the drawstring, so it goes a little bit further back in between the legs and provides a little bit more comfort. We get a lot of great feedback from our customers. We really enjoy dialoguing with our customers, and that's why we've got over 3,000 five-star reviews, because we get a lot of great direction, and we try to apply that. So that is the big thing. But the other thing is we released a new style since our last discussion. And the new style is what we call a short boxer. People in golf really want to stay cool down there. And we really take two approaches to keeping things cool and comfortable down there. Number one, we introduced the bamboo, which is kind of a light cottony feel, but still has moisture management. Mm. Unlike cotton, it's really terrible for moisture management. Cotton gets wet and stays wet, where this still has moisture management capabilities. But we also, it's a 3-inch inseam, so it doesn't have as much fabric on the legs, which also keeps things cooler. And that was just introduced here in December.
And so that means you have a brief, a three, a six, and a nine now?
That's correct. You're talking about inseam, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So, and you added some new sizes and things like that. And how much of that, like you say, is a direct response to what your current users are saying? Because I will say, reading your reviews and the things that your customers say is, I mean, A, it's hilarious, because these guys are willing to go, you know, way deep on their descriptions of why they like this underwear so much, but they really seem committed.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have a very loyal customer base, and, you know, so many times we get told that they buy their first pair, and then they go empty out their underwear drawer and go 100% across the board UFMs. And you know, the one thing people ask us over and over again is, why weren't these invented a long time ago?
Well, you know, and that's how I felt the first time I tried just regular compression shorts playing football and wearing them under my football pants. I was like, how did I wear those cotton things or nothing and a jock strap? And it seemed revolutionary. So that's the same reaction you're getting now?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody said, you know, where have these been all my life?
So now you also have, with the Generation 4, you have a shorter drawstring. So I'd love to know why that change was made. And if I see correctly, you've got sizes up to 3X, which is for a 48 to 50.
Sizes go up to 5X.
5X?
5X. And, you know, the bigger guys have bigger problems.
Yeah, we do.
So again, we get a lot of feedback from our customers, and we have a limited availability of the 4 and the 5X, and so we expanded that with our last innovation. And we also added a pair on the other end, extra small.
Oh, Jake, they have an extra small.
For the youth.
Oh, for the youth. I'm sorry. I thought it was for Jake. So what I'm looking at then is a line that, you know, you've expanded the size offering. How about the colors? What colors are we available in? I mean, it's not just white. It's not white at all, is it?
No, we offer 7 colors, and we offer 4 colors in all styles.
And that's red, black, gray, and royal blue, right? In every style?
That is correct. Thank you.
That is very cool. So you take, and it's got moisture wicking, but it's soft like cotton, and you've redesigned the fly and the pouch to be more elastic. Is that correct?
That's correct. We've given more elasticity to the pouch, so it's just more adaptable to different proportions in different men.
Okay.
And then you asked about the drawstring.
Yeah.
We also shortened the drawstring. Just, again, that's the kind of feedback we get from our customers saying, you know, we wish the thing was just a little bit smaller, so it just didn't get in the way.
Well, it's great that you guys listen to that feedback, and we're talking to John Politon from Underwear for Men. He's the CEO and president of this amazing, innovative, new fourth generation version. I can't believe it's been around as long as it has. And I'm curious. There are some other things that you guys offer that caught my eye. You have a medical line. And so tell me about this medical line, because we do have listeners who are older or guys who are having vasectomies or having, you know, prostate cancer issues. Tell me about this medical line.
Well, very shortly after we got into this business, a lot of patients found us for medical applications. And this has kind of grown, so it's as big. The medical side of our business is as big as the sports side of the business. It's really good for men who need extra support. As a guy gets older, things start to sag down there because gravity's not our friend. And you'd really need better support. So that's one application. Some guys have issues with swelling and edema down there. I've heard some stories where things can get very large and uncomfortable, and you really have to have things contained. There's an application to use our products in combination with incontinence pads. We don't sell incontinence pads, but we are used with the big name ones, and mm-hmm. what it does is it keeps them in place. So because if a incontinence pad gets out of place, you miss the absorption spot, and you can have an embarrassing situation.
Yeah, and I would imagine the compression fabric for a lot of folks who are face that challenge, this might be their first pair of underwear that has a compression, you know, fabric to it, and it's probably, you know, a huge benefit to them, because I know from visiting with people in assisted living and things like that, that embarrassment of and that fear. There are some people who won't even leave the facility to go for a mall walk because they're just afraid of having that accident. So anything that we can do to make that less likely and less embarrassing, I am all for it. Is there also a hygienic benefit to post-surgery, as well as obviously we're talking about the hygiene benefit of an athlete or anybody just walking around every day, but how about post-surgery? Is there also a hygienic benefit there?
A lot of doctors, we're recommended by a lot of urologists domestically and actually internationally. We exhibit at the American Urological Association shows, and we provide this product to doctors all over the world. And vasectomy is a big application, mm-hmm. because after you get snip down there, you know, you don't want gravity pulling on the sutures.
Amen for that. Now, Now, John, we're dancing very close to a touchy subject here. That was probably even the wrong way to put it. But when someone goes to your website and they want to sized for this, is the sizing of this different than traditional underwear, or is it the same?
Well, it's actually very simple. You size it based on the waist size that you would buy in your ordinary pants, jeans,
okay,
or just pants. So our, we go, 32, 34, 36, 38, and so on and so forth.
Okay. And how can, if, I mean, obviously we want our listeners to get a hold of this and see what you guys are all about. Where can they go to find out more information about, I mean, this entire line, going back to your originals through the medical, through the Generation 4?
Well, if I can also say one thing, I'd like to announce that we are offering something that's also brand new that I'm announcing for the first time in this show.
Ooh, let's
now
do
we're
it.
We're offering UFMs that have that can be customized with a logo.
No way.
And we're fraying that. So if your country club wants to stock it in the pro shop and have it personalized to the logo of the golf course or the country club, or we're offering that now.
That is super cool. Now, is that something that's going to be... how are you going to, is it a heat transfer? Is it embroidery? How are you going to do it?
It's digital.
Okay, cool. Oh, so it would almost be part of the fabric.
It looks a little bit like silkscreen,
yeah,
but it's very, very detailed.
Yeah. And ends up being very soft for washing and things like that.
Oh yeah. You will not feel it. It will not create any kind of place that's going to provide any discomfort.
All right. Well, John, this is amazing. I love an announcement on the show. Tell our listeners how they can find out more information, how they can get their first pair, and then they need to save the website because they're going to want a lot more.
UFMunderwear.com is our website. You can buy it at our website, or you can go to our website and go to the store locator. We're starting to be in more and more golf stores across the country. We would strongly encourage you to patronize our golf store dealers. And even if you want, we're also available on Amazon.com.
And is there a contact us page? So if someone goes into their country club and says, hey, I love this product, can you guys think about stocking it? Is there a way for them to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. There's a phone number and an email.
Oh, fantastic.
They can touch us with it either way.
Fantastic. Well, John, thank you so much. That was awesome. We love having you on, and good luck, and really congratulations on how far the product's come.
Well, thank you, Mike.